From James chapter 4, verse 8a, come near to God, and He'll come near to you. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Monday, October 18th, 2021. And for those of you familiar with Mark and Friends, I always love to start out the program with a verse that the Lord has put on my heart, maybe something from that day or that week, or an overarching theme that He's working on me, or revealing truth through friends, through a radio program. But I always love to start with God's Word, because you can't go wrong, and it always helps us know God the Father better. We get to find points of application. The Spirit oftentimes brings healthy conviction and hope through these words. It might be an affirmation or a direction that we need to take. And so I trust you'll celebrate with me as each and every day we'll start with a good verse that I know God will speak to all of our hearts. Well, some of you unfamiliar with Mark and Friends, because today's the first time we're launching Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 of our frequencies. And so some of you have heard Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. with the 7:32 p.m. re-airing for these past 26 years. But some of our newer Springfield or Lincoln, Macomb, Whitehall, Beardstown, Jacksonville, Decatur listeners, you may have only been recently introduced to Mark and Friends the last year or so at 10 a.m. Well, as our radio board prayed it all through, and we thought, what's the best way to unify our 19 frequencies so we're one big radio listening family, and enabling me and the many people I interview to have one ongoing message? So if you needed an update, or to hear what's going on, or a special homecoming weekend, or some of the activities or various God sightings that God has going on through the radio ministry, then it all could be announced at the same time. So we're all on board and blessed by knowing what God is up to. And so today we're launching Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 frequencies, and we'll continue on 10 of the frequencies to re-air it at 7:32 p.m. And we say Central Time because we have a number of great Indiana listeners that hear it obviously an hour later. But in the coming days, we'll have Mark and Friends at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. Central Time as a way to communicate updates and where God's leading this radio ministry. And I began today's program with James 4:8. It's one of my all-time favorite verses. I love the concept. I love thinking about it. I love sharing it with unbelievers and with believers, because basically it states or conveys, come near to God and He'll come near to you. Some versions, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. And I love to tell skeptics or unbelievers or people that maybe haven't started a faith journey that God's word is very clear. If you draw near to Him, if you come near to Him, He will come near to you. He'll reveal Himself. He loves you. He created you. He desires to have a relationship with you. And this is a promise that what people say you can take to the bank. It's in God's word. Come near to God and He'll come near to you. And so I just love that concept. I love helping the unchurched or people that have maybe not started a faith journey take that baby step and hopefully come to the realization that if they'll draw near to God, if they'll even make a baby step towards entertaining the idea that He exists, that He will in the coming days reveal Himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so one of the songs I love to share, probably one of my all-time favorites, is Fernando Ortega's version of Give Me Jesus, because that's what this radio ministry is all about. We're to educate, edify, and evangelize. And I love how the WLUJ stations for so many years have said WLUJ, lifting up Jesus. That's what we're about, lifting high the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's Fernando Ortega to help us all launch into a Monday, asking God to give us more of Jesus, reveal this truth that His one and only Son died for our sins, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when when I rise. In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
Well, that was Fernando Ortega, Give Me Jesus. As mentioned, one of my favorite songs, one that you'll hear frequently throughout the days or months ahead, and probably years. If today's the first time you've ever heard of Mark and Friends, I've been a staple for about 26 years. The Lord has seen fit to allow me to have the opportunity or the privilege to share God-citing stories. My involvement with this radio ministry began in 1993 with Dr. Bruce Dunn, who is a radio pastor, also the senior pastor at a church in Peoria, Illinois, the Grace Presbyterian Church. He shared a concept one Sunday afternoon during our Bible study that we needed a Christian radio station for East Central Illinois, and he asked everyone to pray about it. A couple weeks later, he prayed it again, and the third time when he prayed, he said, "Mark, I'm praying God raises you up. You need to go up to the Moody Bible Institute and talk with Bob Neff, the vice president of broadcasting." And so I've told that story over the years many times, but in the coming days, you'll hear a little more because I want all the WLUJ family of stations to understand the parallels and how God raised up Great News Radio through Dick Van Zandt, who also raised up the WLUJ family of stations 30-plus years ago, and how about a year and a half ago, we brought all these 19 frequencies together, desiring to lift high the name of Jesus and to continue our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so I have a lot to say. You'll figure that out in the coming days, but Mark and Friends will be heard at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 frequencies. And we're going to be doing some other unique things. Our good friend Donna Leland will be filling some morning slots. Tim Nelson, our operations manager, eventually will fill the 10 a.m. slot during Mark and Friends. That's heard in Springfield and on a number of the stations in the past. And then Tim will also be a part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. We're excited about him. So here's a little bit of the lineup of Mark and Friends so you understand where we've come from and where we hope God will lead us, with always a goal to bless you, to help you on your faith journey, and as mentioned, to educate, edify, and evangelize. And the education part is in biblical truth, not just in worldly wisdom, but what does the Bible have to say, and how can it equip us and fortify us in our faith journey as we go into all the world? Edify through our music, devotional thoughts, Bible teachings. How can we build you up? How can we grow you? How can we help you be more solid and secure in your faith journey? And then the evangelize, which always fires me up. How can we reach the lost? How can we help somebody that's maybe far from God, or has been disappointed or disillusioned, or doesn't understand that there is a God that loves them? How can we evangelize and encourage and help them know who Jesus is? And so that's something that we're always going to be committed to. So the Mark and Friends program lineup, if you're unfamiliar with my voice or what goes on during Mark and Friends, it's a program I've hosted since the very beginning of Great News Radio going on the air on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. So I guess I've done this for about 26 years. All glory to God. And it's a local program, so you'll hear a lot of my interviews with authors, artists, musicians, people in our area, Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. The program's usually about 23 to 25 minutes. And it's currently heard on all 19 frequencies at 7:32 a.m. And then 10 of the frequencies we air at 7:32 p.m. And we'll probably have that consistent on all 19 in the coming weeks. But here's the breakdown so you can kind of figure out what happens on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, on Mondays for almost 2 years, we called it Memorization Monday, as we talked about specific scripture readings from the book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan. And as we completed that a few months back, we've been praying up what to do next. And because I've been so fascinated by this book, Prayer Revolution, and another book on prayer, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, I think I'll have Marianne Simpkins join me on a number of Mondays as we walk through this book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. In fact, I've already ordered 50 copies and want to have them available, I think, for about $10, so many of you can read along right with us on Mondays. But that'll be our focus in the coming weeks and months. And then we're going to follow that up with this series on 150 of the world's greatest hymn stories. And so we'll facilitate readings from that book as we can learn about these great classic hymns of old, the stories behind it, how God has been at work in the person's life that wrote out the lyrics, and the story behind the story. So we're excited about that on Mondays. So we'll probably begin in a week or two with our readings on Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders. Well, then Tuesday is Testimony Tuesday, probably my favorite day of the week. As it speaks for itself, we generally have a special guest share a little bit about their faith journey and how God has been at work throughout their lives. The goal is always to lift up Jesus and to encourage you, our listener. We'll have a variety of guests from all walks of life and interview them, whether they're authors, musicians, speakers, pastors, somebody that has a God-honoring faith story. And so that'll be every Testimony Tuesday. And maybe tomorrow I'll have our board chair, Pastor Juan Laredo, on just to share his heart for the ministry and to better introduce him to you. And maybe in the coming weeks I'll have many of our board members. There's 11 of us, a group of godly men and women that are sold out to lift high the name of Jesus and to stay true to our goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. Then on Wednesday, we call it the Prime Life Times in Review, reread stories, mention articles, refer to the various content in our publication, The Prime Life Times. For many of you, that might be a new term, The Prime Life Times, but it's a publication available at the WLUJ studios in Springfield and over 350, nearing 400 area locations where you can pick it up free of charge. We're very proud of the publication. It's informative, engaging, and positive. It's a God-honoring publication that the Lord has granted us great opportunity to be in to so many places, from Walmarts to Subways to gas stations to grocery stores. And so the general public can pick this up, and then, Lord willing, God uses it to woo them into a relationship with Him, introduce them to the radio ministry, and they're kind of like our secret agent that's out there drawing people to God. So on Wednesday, we call it the Prime Life Times in Review. Then on Thursday, you'll get to know Tim Nelson a little better. He's our operations manager serving at our Springfield location. And Tim shares from the heart and encourages listeners through word and song. Sometimes Tim may air a special talk or message given by a notable speaker or interview a local guest. Tim's passion is connecting with the listeners. And if you're unfamiliar with Tim's heart for ministry and his passion for reaching the lost and equipping the saints, you're going to appreciate hearing him each and every Thursday during Mark and Friends. And then on Friday, most of the time, Pastor Jason Schiffel joins me. He's been a dear, dear friend, very involved in the radio ministry for 10 or so years. And we share various verses or sections of the Bible. We spent about the last year and a half walking through the book of James. And we're talking about maybe going through 1 Corinthians. But right now, we're sharing just various scriptures that come to mind or as a conversation starter, as we always look for points of application and how do we know God better through His Word, the Bible. So along with various stories and updates and the oh-so-familiar Mark Tangent thoughts, because Pastor Jason, he'll start on something, I'll say, well, what about this? Or how do you compare this scripture with this? Or I throw a loop into things, and it's fascinating to see how quickly God puts thoughts on Jason's heart that really benefit us all. So I hope you can tune in for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And as mentioned, it'll be heard at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 frequencies, beginning today and into the future. And so stay with me in the coming days. I just trust and pray God will unify this radio listening family in unique ways as we have some events and gatherings and pour into each other's lives. And I'm just excited to see what He's going to do in the days ahead. Well, I'm going to close out with another favorite, Keith and Kristen Getty in Christ Alone. That's where we need to place our faith, our hope, our passions, and our energies, because it's all about Jesus and in Him alone. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
When fears are still, when striving cease.